In Greensboro, North Carolina yesterday, mourners honored Sandy Bradshaw. She was a flight attendant on United Airlines Flight 93, which was scheduled to fly from Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco last Tuesday. Instead, the flight was hijacked and crashed in a field outside of Pittsburgh. All 45 people on board died. Bradshaw, along with other crew members and passengers, has been credited with resisting the hijackers, possibly preventing another attack. Lita Hartman reports.
The 500-seat Westminster Presbyterian Church in Greensboro was overflowing with people well before the memorial began. No recorders were allowed at the service, but the scene was unforgettable. There, among a couple of dozen family members, was Sandy Bradshaw's husband, Phil, a pilot for U.S. Airways, his face crumpled in grief, his arms holding the couple's son, who will be a year old on Friday. Friends and relatives described Sandy Bradshaw as a radiant, energetic woman with a soft southern voice and a million-watt smile. They also called her an American hero. Speaking outside after the service, several said they were sure Bradshaw would have taken an active role in resisting the hijackers.
That has gotten me through this week.
Yeah.
Just knowing that Sandy's a little ball of fire and there is no way she would have been complacent.
Sandy's shoemate is a United Airlines flight attendant who worked with Bradshaw and attended the service with several colleagues.
She would have fought and organized and said, you know, we can do this, we can take them. And I truly believe, you know, when they died, they probably knew they were going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were fighting. Sandy for sure was fighting for life.
In the moments before Flight 93 went down, Bradshaw called her husband by cell phone to let him know that a group of crew members and passengers would try to resist the hijackers and regain control of the plane. By this time, those on board knew about the attacks on the World Trade Center and were determined to prevent something similar from happening. No details have been made available as to what exactly Sandy Bradshaw may have told her husband. Phil Bradshaw has not spoken to the media. But the family did issue a statement through church pastor Bob Henderson, expressing thanks for the outpouring of love and support it has received.
I want them to go away with a message of hope, that there is strength in community, there's strength in faith to deal with difficult times. And I think that's an important message for all of us in our nation at this time and for our particular community.
Meanwhile, Bradshaw's cousin, Catherine Teague, expressed gratitude for the selflessness of the people on United Flight 93.
Well, we feel that what they did on that plane, obviously, you know, there's a whole lot that we don't know, there's a whole lot that we never will know, but we believe that she, along with other members, crew members, as well as passengers on the plane, we're going to hold in our hearts the fact that they saved a lot of lives in our country, and we truly, truly believe that, and that gives us a little bit of peace of mind.
For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Greensboro, North Carolina.